Good evening, this is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Ningne Namhang Singh with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Ninth session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly to commence tomorrow. Governor Nandkishore Yadav calls for stronger support system for veterans. Chief Minister Nipi Rio urges need for effective resettlement and rehabilitation of ex-servicemen. And President Draupadi Murmu urges students to adopt global outlook with cultural roots. Now the news in detail. The ninth session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly will commence tomorrow. With two sittings scheduled, the House is expected to take up the Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority Bill, which seeks to set up a new administrative body for the eastern parts of the state. Besides the question hour and discussions on matters of urgent public importance, government bills and resolutions, CAG reports, along with annual administrative reports and Assembly Committee reports, are also scheduled to be presented in the House. Nagaland Governor and President of the Rajya Sainik Board, Nandkishore Yadav, has called for a stronger and more responsive support system for ex-servicemen and their families, stressing that the nation's responsibility towards its soldiers does not end with their retirement. Addressing the 24th annual meeting of the Rajya Sainik Board, Nagaland, at Lok Bhavan today, Mr. Yadav said veterans' welfare remains a continuing national commitment to those who have served the country. He highlighted the role of the board in connecting the armed forces, government and veteran community, and called for timely access to healthcare, education, employment and financial assistance. He also urged special attention to Veer Naris, Veer Matas and families of fallen soldiers, saying the sacrifices of military personnel are also borne by their families. Describing ex-servicemen as a valuable resource, the governor said their experience, discipline, leadership and resilience can continue to benefit society.
The security of a nation is measured not only by the strength of its borders, but also by how it honors those who defend them. The trust that the soldier places in the nation, there is will stand by him or her and the family must never be weakened.
Mr. Yadav stressed the need for stronger coordination among the Rajya Sainik Board, Zilla Sainik Boards, district administrations, government departments, military authorities and ex-servicemen associations. He also called for strengthening district-level mechanisms and suggested greater use of technology to improve access to services, particularly for elderly veterans and families in remote areas. Chief Minister Nipi Rio has stressed the need for effective resettlement and rehabilitation of ex-servicemen. Speaking at the 24th annual meeting of the Rajya Sainik Board Nagaland today, he said that soldiers retire at a relatively young age to maintain an active and fighting fit force, often at a stage when they still have family responsibilities and are yet to settle in life. He therefore called for greater focus on employment, healthcare, pensions and education opportunities for veterans and their families.
Our responsibilities do not end when a soldier retires from service. In many ways, it is when our responsibility as a government begins at that time. Your experience, discipline, leadership and skill are available assets for soldiers. We must therefore make every effort to ensure a meaningful rehabilitation, employment and participation in the development of our state.
Referring to the armed forces' performance during Operation Sindoor, Mr. Rio praised the morale and commitment of the country's soldiers. He also recalled the sacrifice of late Captain Kenguruse during the Kargil War and said the army's efforts to preserve his memory would inspire more Naga youth to join the armed forces. The chief minister added that special care must be extended to Veer Naris, widows and dependents of fallen soldiers. Noting that the welfare of veterans was not merely an administrative responsibility but a moral obligation, Mr. Rio reaffirmed that the state government remained committed to strengthening the institutional framework for Sainik welfare. The Chief Minister urged all departments and agencies to ensure that welfare measures reached intended beneficiaries in a timely, transparent and accessible manner. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the Evening News. President Draupadi Murmu today said that the textile and apparel sector is not only an important part of India's cultural heritage, but also provides livelihood to millions of people. Addressing the convocation ceremony of the National Institute of Fashion Technology, she called upon the students to adopt a global outlook while remaining rooted in the country's rich cultural heritage and values. Emphasizing the growing role of women in the fashion industry, the president said, around 85% of the nearly 4,000 students present at the event are women.
टेक्नोलॉजी भी ऐसा क्षेत्र है जिसमें विश्व स्तर पर भारत की भूमिका बढ़ाने को अपार संभावना है। आपको इस अवसर का लाभ उठाना चाहिए। इस प्रयास में आप स्मरण रखें कि आपकी सोच वैश्विक हो, लेकिन आपकी जड़ें अपने मिट्टी की विशिष्टता और जीवन मूल्यों से जुड़े। इस तरह आप न केवल सक्सेसफुल प्रोफेशनल बनेंगे बल्कि भारत की सांस्कृतिक विरासत के संरक्षण और संवर्धन में भी अपना योगदान दे सकेंगे।
Calling upon the youth to contribute to the vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047, the president said, students should not remain merely job seekers but should strive to become job providers and create employment opportunities for others. Akashvani Kohima today bid farewell to Krisanisa Rutsa, Program Executive, PEX, who retired from service after 3 decades of dedicated service. Mr. Rutsa joined Akashvani in 1992 as an Angami dialect assignee and began his official career on March 22, 1996 as Transmission Executive. He was promoted to PEX in 2017 and served as PEX Coordination from July 2025 until his retirement. Colleagues and staff acknowledged his years of commitment to the public broadcaster at a farewell program today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Rutsa expressed gratitude for the love he received during his service, recalling the opportunity to work with people from different sections of the society throughout his career.
The benefit I got was the love and affections from the people, from the rural area especially. And working in radio, another benefit I got was we used to work with so many type of people, from farmers to scientists, from educated to most educated people also. That was the most beautiful thing I got while working in radio.
The Ministry of Culture, in collaboration with the Northeast Zone Cultural Center, NEZCC Dimapur, and Gurudwara Sri Guru Singh Sabha Dimapur, organized a 3-day program from August 28 to 30 to mark the 350th martyrdom anniversary of Sri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji in Dimapur. Addressing the closing event yesterday, NEZCC Director Alobo Naga paid tribute to Guru Tegh Bahadur, highlighting his values of courage, compassion, tolerance, and freedom of faith. He described the Northeast cultural, linguistic, and religious diversity as its strength and said culture has the power to bring communities together. He added that the message of the Guru remains relevant in promoting peace and unity. The 3-day program, part of the year-long national commemoration, was attended by cultural artists, Sikh community, devotees and local residents. And the Department of Posts has introduced a new category of sales force called Other Departmental Employee, ODE, to expand the reach of postal life insurance and rural postal life insurance. Under the new provision, serving central and state government employees other than Department of Posts employees up to level 8 of the pay matrix can voluntarily engage as ODEs to procure PLI and RPLI business strictly outside their official working hours. The initiative will provide an opportunity for willing government employees of Nagaland with 1 employee from each department or office at the block level to promote postal insurance services, particularly among rural beneficiaries. ODEs will receive procurement and renewal incentives at prescribed rates, and the engagement will not create an employer-employee relationship with the Department of Posts. And now to round up this evening's bulletin, the headlines once again. 9th session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly to commence tomorrow. Governor Nandkishore Yadav calls for stronger support system for veterans. Chief Minister Nipurio urges need for effective resettlement and rehabilitation of ex-servicemen. And President Draupadi Murmu urges students to adopt global outlook with cultural roots. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.